Blog Talk Radio.
Man, a glad Monday, Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Yeah, hey, it's good to be back, and mad or glad, you've been listening to this guy. You know, I tell you, I'm glad I don't have a television and a radio, because I wouldn't want to hear this jackass Fosse every day, you know.
A lot of people
but I heard
are
a couple
angry.
Of things. What?
A lot of people are getting angry at him.
Yeah, well, he's a stupid idiot. He wasted all his money going to school because he's an idiot. I think they ought to send him to some remote country and put him in some shack and let him live out there where he can't bother anyone.
You know? I love
now,
that.
He says the latest thing he said on the news was he wants proof shown of the vaccination with the domestic flights, you know, the flights within the country. You know? Now, I thought they already had that.
No.
But evidently they don't.
No.
You know, so he wants that. Now, he's talking about how bad it is and how it's going to get worse, you know. But now, if it's that bad, why isn't he recommending to the president to get some stimulus out to help people?
Right.
Number one, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then why isn't he giving people the freedom of choice? And why isn't he acknowledging natural immunities that many people have to virus?
Well, here's the thing, taking those people and offering them a deal and
trying to study them and maybe, you know, come up with some kind of a formula where people, where a lot more could get natural immunity, you know.
Exactly.
None of these things are being done.
The thing that bothers me is that they just have a tunnel view on one thing and one thing only, and that's what the government pays for, and that bothers me to no end. I think
talked about is a damn vaccine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And you know what? You get mixed opinions about the vaccination. Two, people are not happy that they're being forced, unless they'll lose their job. That's not right.
Oh yeah. I heard a story the other day how people got sick after they took the vaccine.
I had to
You hear so many stories about that.
I had to buy stockings to hold in the swelling that's happening on my. It's doing the job, but still, that's an extra expense. I didn't have to do that before, you know, to help my circulation.
That's no good. You gotta.
You gotta find out what the antidote is.
You find out what's causing it.
Well, they said to me poor circulation, very poor circulation.
My mom had it, my dad had it. You had poor circulation before.
No, I didn't. Not that bad.
That's what they're gonna say.
Never had it this bad, Frank. Where the whole
we've heard numerous times that the vaccination causes coagulation of blood. What did they do that changed? That's what they need to go look at.
You know, but they're not.
They need to look at all of them.
Yeah.
If one causes it, others are going to cause it.
Well, yeah. I think so.
And other kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So They're shoving this stuff at everybody, and you can't do that. Everybody is an individual.
Right.
You know, you have to treat people as individuals, especially when it comes to health.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
There's you know that friend of ours, John, who came, not came on the show, but actually spoke with us on the phone, and he can't wear a mask. He had to get a letter from his doctor to show people why he can't wear a mask. That's craziness, really. He can't breathe well out of it.
Closed in and all that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that. He just couldn't breathe right, you know. And
Wearing a mask doesn't bother me because when I sang with the Amato Opera and, you know, we had to put costumes on and makeup and all that. That's just another
editing.
And I got used to that, you know, and it doesn't faze me in the least, you know.
Me, it bothers. After a while, it is. After a while, I have to expose my face and go outside and get some fresh air because I can't. It makes me, how would you say it, very closed in, and not only closed in, I can't breathe. I feel like I'm trying to catch my air, especially when I'm trying to do an
activity.
You have
a breathing problem to begin with.
I know, yeah.
See, that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many people who have breathing problems should not be wearing masks?
Yeah. Should be depending on their immunity. But that's not covered. Go figure that one out. I don't get it. If you guys are so concerned about, you know, things that aren't standardized, meaning the herbs and stuff like that, well then, for heck's sakes, standardize them. That's what is bothering me. They say that all the time. Oh, they're not standardized. They're not, you know, good for the health, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's really stupid because you've got people, you know, who really need to, you know, get better health, and better health would be, best by
Well, they've used a lot of
that,
these things all over
China.
Europe, and there are scientists and doctors that can attest to it. So,
and I can attest
it's a bunch
to it
of
because,
bull.
No, I can attest to it also. And I've had so many medicine and drugs that haven't worked. Okay, but when I go and use a lot of the herbs to give me wellness, I feel better. And I was the biggest doubting Thomas in the beginning. You know? So I find it to be very helpful. Oh yeah, I agree.
That's all it is.
I agree immensely.
I
really do. You know, that's what Calliope said. It's all about the money. They're not going to want to have to pay for a small bottle of medicine. You know?
Yeah. Now, Man of Glad Monday, I had to change the subject a little bit. I heard a commercial on the radio pertaining to blind people. And I don't know who produced it or who made it, but it sounds like one of the federations of the blind, you know. And it was about the debit cards, you know, and people can't read them, you know.
Yeah.
And about, from what I could gather, about making certain types of marking on the card that you could touch, you could feel, you know. And you would know, supposedly know which card is which. But they made the point of saying, which really bothered me, excuse me, they made the point of saying that we're telling you this because the world is made for everyone. And that's a bunch of bull.
No, it isn't.
The world is not made for everyone. Nothing about enforcement, nothing about the ADA in this commercial, you know, and only for blind people. What about all the rest of the disabled?
Yeah.
Well,
what
that's
about
what
people
bothers me.
Have
we've
a learning
said many
disability.
Times,
yeah.
We've said many times on this show there's no brotherhood amongst the disabled, and they're the perfect example of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not impressed with that commercial at all. I think they could do a lot better. And in a sight, when the right time comes, we'll have a commercial out there. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Our commercial is going to knock them right on their ass, though.
That's the truth.
We're going to tell it like it is. And the other thing that's happening, one report so far that COVID is back in the nursing homes.
That bothers me.
And I'm looking for, I'm sure there's going to be more. But why are the politicians doing the same thing that this other governor did, this late bum who we threw out?
Yeah.
You know, they're doing the same thing. They're not getting people out of these nursing homes.
That's
and
right.
putting them in their own home where they'd be less vulnerable. You know, they're allowing the workers to leave, go out, come back, and how many of them are going to carry this viral germs into the nursing home where most people are more vulnerable to begin with?
Right.
And then they're going to force these people to take the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
And many have said that that's a way to catch the virus.
Sure is.
When you have that stuff in you.
Well, some people say that, and some people say it's just the variants that they're not putting the variants inside the vaccination, which should, you know, they should be studying the variants. They should not be leaving it alone. That's the big problem.
They should have been studying this thing for years and years and years before they put
they
it out,
anything.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
But the point
ridiculous.
I'm making here is that they're avoiding the real solution, and that is to get people out of these nursing homes, and you want to do something useful with the nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing.
Yeah.
That's what needs to be done, and that's what they're not doing because, again, the money.
That's right.
There it is.
We gave them
they're
the
leaving these people in these nursing homes to suffer and to die. We're totally against it. We sent an email to the governor, yesterday?
Yeah, waiting for a response. But
we don't know if she got it.
Yeah, it's true.
Is there any proof that she got it or that her office
got it?
It
just says delivered, and that usually means she got it.
It says delivered, so I'm going to assume that they got it,
right?
We've extended our invitation to meet with her, to explain to her how we believe it could work without overburdening the state or the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all these people talked about the other guy. I don't even want to mention his name. But they're just as bad if they don't do anything.
That's right.
Maybe worse, because they're not learning from the mistakes of these other people and the indifference, you know? So there you have it. There's a definite mad on the part of Inner Sight. And, you know, we want results. We want response. We want this system to change. We want to help everyone. And if you stop wasting this damn money on these nursing homes, you could free up money to help everyone.
Yeah, it's true.
So let's see if she answers us.
That's true.
You know, time will tell.
Yeah.
You know, in time, all these things are going to be brought out, believe me.
Yeah, they will.
Just like it was with the other guy. And we got rid of him.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Little Bear, the Akita. And I tell you, man, the other day, my heart was in my mouth, so to speak.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What happened?
But my dog saved my life again. I was crossing the railroad tracks.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I always stop and listen if you hear the whistle. So
yeah.
I heard no whistle. You know, she always stopped. My dog stopped. Well, give her a forward. Halfway across the track, the bell goes off.
Oh, God. You know?
So I stick with her, and she gets me across before the gate came down.
Wow. All right.
Now, when I got across, and later when I got settled on my destination, I got to thinking, why am I so passionate about having a law to protect people who need guide dogs? And I'm thinking, this is the reason why.
Yeah.
You know? My dog just saved my life.
That's right.
They're denying this to people. They're making money on that denial.
That's right.
And they're offering no proof that the blind person shouldn't have the dog.
That's true.
Not an ounce of proof has ever been offered in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's number one, the safety. That's a real mad, a real anger, a real rage of an anger.
That's true.
That the politicians have not protected those of us who are blind and disabled who apply for service dogs. When I crossed those tracks and I held on to that harness and I said to myself, damn, if I had a cane,
forget it.
I would have been dead.
That's true.
Because first of all, I would have panicked. I wouldn't know, what do I do? Turn around, go back, or keep going?
I would have kept going.
See, with my dog, with my dog, I have the answer because I go with her.
Right. That's true.
But with a cane is not going to pull you out of the way of a raging, moving train.
No. Nope.
So there
you don't
is
know how far the train is from you.
Mad.
Either.
What?
You don't even know with the electric trains how far the train is because sometimes they creep up. Yep.
Well, this is a diesel train, but they're all, you know.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Yeah, in my eyes.
you know, it got me thinking, hey, these agencies wanted to deny me that. You know? They made me walk with a cane for 4 years when they owed me that guide dog.
That's right.
You know? So I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, and I learned a long time ago from some of the greatest guide dog trainers, you go with your dog. You know?
That's right.
Don't try to second-guess your dog.
That's very true. Because they could see, and you second-guess your dog, you're going to have trouble. You know, they could see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not only can they see, they can sense, they can hear.
Yeah, they could hear. They could hear for a while back. And they won't sacrifice their life to get rid of yours because they love you too much.
I mean,
you know,
she must have known.
There.
She must have judged, I don't know how she did it, that we could, that we were able to get across those tracks safely.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's amazing.
And I went with her.
That's great.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita, greatest dog on the planet. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Thank her from my heart every day that I live. All right. Spoke with Gary the other day. Nobody Starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. He now is affiliated, and you'd have to get the details from him. I didn't get them, but his son is supposed to call me. Maybe come on the show, so we'll see.
That'd be great.
But he's now affiliated with a large animal group.
Oh, great.
I don't know the name of it. And they have a warehouse here on Long Island.
That's awesome.
So you can get food over there for 10 or 15 cents a pound.
Oh, Oh, wow.
You know, they bring
that's
it,
good.
And it's all good food. It's not junk. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's not the run-of-the-mill. It's organic
food.
Yeah,
it's not like Alpo or something. Alpo
no.
was horrible.
No.
That's ugh. I remember
so,
years ago.
So Gary and I had a long conversation, and thank him for the information. 631, nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and the veterinarian services. Give them a call. Hey, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy in Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. And tell them you heard about it right here on InnerSight. All right. Some of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo. Don't forget about Silo. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. We thank them for their support. And we remind you, you know, if you need any advocate stuff or information about Social Security and all that, they got all that. 631-880-7929 Silo. All the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, the beautiful youngsters who have passed on to a better place.
Yeah.
Remember them, and we honor all the children. Oh, and congratulations to Lauren and Tommy. Now, Lauren is the sister of my girlfriend, and we went to the Christmas party.
Oh, great.
The other night, and I was absolutely honored when I was talking with Lauren. She's holding Avery. That's the little girl's name, Avery.
Aww.
And she said to the little girl, "That's Uncle Frank."
Oh.
And I said, "What?" I said, "Oh, I said, wait." I said, "I'm honored." And I did a little bow, you know. I got
aww.
That from the Japanese Akita, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And she started laughing, and so I'm an uncle. I'm an honorary
yeah,
uncle of Avery.
Yes, you are.
The
that's
sweet
cool.
little angel.
Oh.
All right. And well wishes to Lauren's dog, Madeline, who broke a paw.
Ooh, how'd
so,
she do that?
I don't know. She jumped and...
Ooh.
Some kind of an accident or something.
Aww.
And, you know, they're trying to keep her from putting weight on it, which is a hard thing with a dog.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully Madeline will heal up.
Yeah.
And my dog is an angel, and I asked her to watch over Madeline.
There you go.
All right, in a sight. Around the world, Mad or Glad Monday, and, you know, if you want to call in, I want to thank Bill for his email, our web guy, Bill Burns, William Burns, and his donation and his note on the email that there's some more donations coming in.
Oh, great.
So we'll see what happens.
That's awesome.
You know.
After the PayPal was fixed, were you able to get the donations?
What?
When the PayPal was fixed, were you able to get an alert that you
no,
get
I
got to
get a, they're sending me a card.
Good, 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 okay.
When I get the card, I'll be able to...
tell, okay.
Get the donations that way. No, you have to go online if you do it without the card.
Yeah,
I don't
no.
want that.
No, I don't want you to.
No, I get the card. I go to the yeah. bank at the InnerSight account over there and,
mm-hmm.
you know, work it that way.
Yeah, it's better.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, mad or glad, anything you're mad about or glad about. And, you know, I hope you had a good holiday. Belated Merry. Oh, I hope you heard the show Friday night was a real funny show, you know.
It was.
Jimmy Dinikin with that red truck, he brought it right into school. Or they were freaking out with that. Dinikin was a character. I'd love to see if he's still alive. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be fun. Maybe call your old high school.
I got him on the show.
With your old high school now? Possibly?
Who?
Your old high school.
I'd have to go on the they have a place where you can find people, but I think you probably got to pay for that. I don't know.
The only thing, maybe if we get really good money, we could actually ask a PI to get all your old friends together.
Well, I don't know if I want to get all my old friends together. I just wanted to contact Dinikin.
Oh, okay. How do you spell his last name? D-I...
Dinikin, yeah. O'Finnegan, I don't know.
Dinikin,
they're Irish.
Dinikin.
All right, Inner Sight, anybody on the Mad or Glad line? Keep it clean.
Look.
Turn down your radio, television, video.
Family.
Your mother-in-law, whatever you got. Especially the mother-in-law.
One second. I got it. Yeah. You knew I had trouble
with
that, but it's
see
not
if we
that.
Got any,
She's bitter, and she's just loud. All right, hold on here. I gotta get to another screen. All right, here we are. Blog Talk.
Mad or Glad, 827 New York.
And it's us. I just had a refresh. It's just us right now.
All right. Let's see. This is the last week of the year.
Yeah. I haven't met
a glad. Last year, all right? Now, the big question is, and maybe we'll talk about this more on Thursday, but the big question is, will the agencies wake up and the government, you know, and bring in new policies for the new year? Because I'll tell you something. The old stuff isn't working.
No, it ain't.
You know? The old stuff is horrible. I mean, look what it's done. All those people in a nursing home last year with the virus, you know. No law to protect you when you're denied the service dog. You know. Even the Americans with Disability Act has no power behind it. 6 years on a case with yours truly, you wouldn't let me on the accessor ride. I mean, you know, we can go on and on and on. You know, with this whole business of no enforcement in the law, no regards for people who are disabled. You know, right away you try to better yourself, make a few extra dollars, and you got to worry that they're gonna take away your
disability
money. I mean, that's horrible. Who the hell wants to live like that? Nobody lives like that. They
Nobody
only force us
right
to
mind.
Live like that.
And that's horrible, isn't it?
You know, they use us. They take advantage of us. Because we're disabled. There's a good title for a show. The agencies and the government take advantage of us because we're disabled.
That's true.
It's really true.
Yeah.
Think about it. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a mad.
That is a mad.
They're taking advantage of us. They've set up all these agencies, all this money being thrown into these agencies for people who need home health aids because they're taking advantage of the disabled.
You That's know? Very true. Very true.
I mean, who the hell needs this? Put the money into a debit card. Let the person pay for their own aid.
That's
I wouldn't
true.
Want people in my business. You know? Suppose you make a deal with your brother or your sister or somebody that you've known a lifetime that you trust and you know
right.
they're going to stick by you and help you.
Yeah.
And you can pay them.
That's right.
You know? What the hell kind of crap is this, man?
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me money and use it to control my life. Get the hell out of here.
That's right. I was starting to say that, you know, I want basically, you know, to just sometimes give up my care and let me do it on my own. Because it gets to the point you don't want to be controlled, you know.
I don't blame you for that.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants people, strangers, coming in to run your life? You know?
And stay there.
To be involved
and report,
in your life. I don't
you know
you. Who the hell are you?
Yeah.
Well, you went to school, you got a degree, you're a social worker. Big ass deal. I think you're a freaking moron, most of them.
You know what the worst thing is, too? They have to report back your stuff to the agency.
Sure.
And that
because it's
not
their
business, you know,
It's all set up to try to find something to push you into the friggin' devil place, the nursing home.
I know.
And that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's money there to provide to help somebody in the form of an aid, and they're not letting that in, to me, that's a tool of the devil.
Yeah.
And I'll say it that way at any news conference.
I would say it that way, too. You know, they've taken away a lot of my family. They have some, you know, they're not going to take away my aunt, I'll tell you that much. She's coming back with a full swing. I love it. I love that she is coming back. You know,
Standing by her, sticking by her. You know, I'm just concerned the money's going to run out, and then, you know, like the state is waiting around for your money to run out.
Yeah.
So they can grab her up.
Well, she
That's
said
horrible.
To me the other day and started really using profanity. That's all I have to say. She goes, I don't want to go into any one of these care facilities, nor do I want. I want to just remain in my home and have somebody to just come once a day and make sure everything's okay. And that's it. You don't need to do more than that. That's what she said. I was laughing in my mind. I was like, wow, you go for it. You know,
she needs somebody who would be a roommate.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that she knows and likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, who would help her. And she could help the person, too.
Right.
She's giving them a room.
Yep.
See? That's what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
That would work for everybody.
Now, what's the title of the show that you liked? I'm going to put it down. We're going to do that show.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the agencies and the government take advantage of us.
There you go.
Because we're disabled.
That's so true.
It's damn true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you put a blind person on a waiting list for a year or more, and that person doesn't even know if you're training a dog for them, you know, and I've had people call me worried about it when they were on the waiting list, you know, and privately, and say, you know, you're right, Frank. I don't even know if they have a dog for me. These are people that are veteran dog users.
Yeah. No, I know.
You know?
If I had the place right now to put a larger dog, I would do it. But right now, I can't do that. I realize how little space I have. you know, and I have to make better space next to my bed for the dog, you know, and I have to do that. You definitely can't have a dog without, you know, having a good area for it, you know.
Well, you gotta have enough room.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but you see,
when
these
I wake
damn
up and
agencies,
I go,
wait a minute, these agencies with all this money, you know,
mm-hmm.
they should help someone who needs a dog and who wants a dog to have the room. See? I would even
yeah.
go so far as to say that. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
They raise all that damn money, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the big deal? Oh, we'll help you get a better place. We can't pay your rent every month, but maybe
no,
we could contribute something to it, you know? Something
right.
like that. You know what I mean? Caring people and organizations is what I'm talking
right.
about.
Yes.
You know?
And then I
How
ask,
many
why
people,
can't they care, you know?
Yeah.
That's my
How many
question.
People have said what you just said? I can't have a dog because I don't have the room for it.
Yeah. It's
and
like right next to my bed if I can make it, yeah.
These agencies will raise 50 to 100 grand to train a dog.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Why can't they help a person like that who needs help?
Well, why can't they come in and help me clear up the space and tell me what's a better spot to put the dog? You know?
Yeah, if in a site had the money, you know... We would.
I know.
We would help people to get a bigger space.
Yeah.
Help them get the dog.
Well,
there's all
I'm
kinds
in,
of things.
Yeah.
That could be done if there was a law.
What bothered me most about the guide dog thing, and I'll tell you right now, is that tried to pull the wool over my eyes. I didn't like it. I was like, I called back again. Like, I'd say a year.
Well, I've done that to thousands of people. You know,
oh,
the
yeah.
only one.
A year later, and somebody, oh, we've always had that program. I'm like, what? And now the guy must have been so happy that he thought that he, you know, pulled the wool over my eyes, but he didn't, because I called back, because I didn't trust it. And my intuition was right, you know? That's horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, in the site, Mataglad, tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday
yeah.
is the nursing home show.
Yeah, I got you know. A little up there. I just need a Thursday show, whatever you want
to do. Tune us in Wednesday, a short week. Friday
yeah.
we'll be off, Friday night, New
yeah.
Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
You know. And I don't know, what's the latest on the Times Square celebration?
Oh,
they're going to have it? They're not going to have it?
I don't know. They got to... they gotta
I heard
decide.
They were.
They were? Oh, okay. I guess everybody
yeah.
has to show their booster, their actual shots, and then they could go. I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
that doesn't help
anything. Does that mean that a lot of people are going to be walking around with their ass sticking out? You see, I got it. You know. Well, if you don't have it, pull down your pants and I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean right here in the middle of Times Square? How'd you like to get one of these across your lip?
There you go. They said it's scaled down.
It's yeah. what?
It's been scaled down.
Oh, whatever that
yeah.
means.
It means that it's been...
Well, I've heard some weird things about that. You know, there's no place to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the hell kind of stuff is that? You're going to go out there, and most people, they won't let you have any alcohol. You can't have alcohol out there.
No, you can't.
Imagine if they let everybody bring in a beer.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, hell would
break
loose.
It'd be fun to watch that.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to watch that.
Yeah. So,
well, they start from the train, you know. So they don't even need to bring their own alcohol, tell you the truth. Some of them are all nice and ready for Times Square. They don't have to do anything. Oh,
that's
Times
crazy.
Square.
I don't think they're going to let drunks
canceled?
In.
It's been canceled, I think. Oh, man.
They're not going to let drunks in.
They canceled it, Frank, I think.
They canceled it again?
Yeah.
I wonder if Foddy has something
New Year's,
to do with that. I mean, Foddy.
I mean, yeah, probably. In 2022 Times Square, New Year's Eve ball drop canceled. That really sucks. It didn't do that for all that time. Oh, how nice. That the
they may change it. Who the hell knows? It's only Monday, so.
Yeah. That was reported by CNN previously told that it'd be hopeful if they had it, but guess what? It's been canceled. That's what it said. Lovely. That's 20 as of 20 hours ago. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
What they should do is give everybody a bottle with a couple of drops with water, a couple of drops of oil of oregano in it, wild oil of oregano.
Yeah, that'd be good. But they won't
sip on
that,
you know. The only thing is, then you got to have a place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, forget it, man.
Mm-mm. They have those.
I just have a feeling that the
They used to have the porter sands, Frank, but they don't do that now.
I have a feeling that the local subway station is going to be flooded.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, but guess what? You'll get a ticket, man.
Both ways,
Uh-oh. That's going to be pretty bad. Both ways.
People don't pay attention to those tickets. What are you going to do? What are you going to tell a judge? You get a note from a doctor.
Yeah.
This man has kidney trouble or bladder trouble.
Or this man has bladder trouble, both.
He couldn't help it.
Both. Yeah, couldn't help it.
Dr. Hulkenbreger. Wait a minute. Are you really a doctor? Where's your license?
Practice.
Where do you practice? Oh, I don't have to practice medicine. I know it. Anyway.
They're concerned about unvaccinated minors. Who's putting minor children under 5 in the middle of Times Square with them drunks? I'm sorry. That is not a good move.
Unvaccinated minors.
Well, no, just children in general. Why are they bringing their children to such an event? It's mostly
for they're
going to
drag them along, and kid
it's
wants
not,
to see the ball fall.
Yeah, but it's not something that should be for the kids. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. They should be a lot older when they're brought there.
They're dangerous out there.
It's very dangerous. They could be toppled. No, I don't like that.
All right, Matt, I'm glad. The Monday, I'm not going to Times Square.
I used to work in Times Square. And we had to get notes that we worked in Times Square and we had to get into Times Square earlier. We went early. They gave us dinner because we came in early. Mm-hmm. And with salary. Only salary.
You used to work there? What in a store?
No. I worked at a lawyer's office.
Oh.
And,
then at 5 o'clock you go home.
Oh, no. Mine was through the night, my job.
Through the night?
I hated it. I hated the hours, I'll be honest. I didn't
probably
hate the
noisy
people.
Noisy.
I hated the damn hours, to be honest.
Are they going to have, they usually have some live entertainment. Now, who's going to be appearing over there?
I was hoping that they would still have the ball drop with no
any word
that
on
would that? Be nice. I thought it was going to be CNN. You
No, I mean, they usually have artists who perform.
Yeah, they usually do, but I don't think they're having it. Because of the... Oh, wait a minute. Who's... Okay. No. I thought I saw something.
Well,
this is crazy, man.
See what happens. It's still only Monday. 3, 4, 5,
yeah.
4 days to go.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Man of Glad Monday at Inner Sight 213-816-1650. Man of Glad, call in. You mad about anything? Glad about anything? Give us a call on the Mad of Glad line right here, Inner Sight. How's about a tally? Give me a tally. I want a tally.
I looked at it, but let me make sure.
I want a good number.
It's
give me a big
588
number.
At the end, but let me make sure.
Big number.
112,588.
Almost 113,000.
Yep. Getting there.
Less than 500 to go to 113,000.
Yeah.
Now, where are we in the standing? Last time you tried to find out, you were, first we were number one, then it said we
dropped down.
Do you have any indication
on where we are?
Where Inner Sight is in the.
I could look.
Yeah. In the. Terms of, you know, shows on the disabled.
Right. Okay.
Where are we?
I'm looking.
I get an idea. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday, and let's see what else. In the business news. Oh, the stock market took a boom today. It went up about 300 points.
Wow.
After Christmas,
yeah.
Boom, you know. So, I don't know, for those of you who play the stock market, you know, there you go. You got a little boost today. Of course, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
You know. Now, this Times Square thing may influence the stock market either up or down. You know, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to wait and see what the story is with that on Inner Sight. And I want to say hello to my dear friend, Allie. We'll try to get her on the show in the next few weeks. She is working with one of the independent living groups and trying to help people in the nursing homes. So
yeah, that's
perfect for our nursing home show.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's going on with that. And I heard from Maureen and Mary. Hello to Maureen and Mary. Mary and Maureen together for Christmas. Inner Sight had a little something to do with that. And Helping Hand helped with that, too.
Yeah, they did.
So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually worked together with them. And,
yes, we did.
We're able to liberate.
Now I'm kind of upset here.
Mary. What?
I'm looking at the list, and I can't find us. That's not good.
Oh, maybe it's not published.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday, and thank Tracy for her email. Appreciate it, working on her book. And we'll be zooming up a meeting again pretty soon to finalize the book and... You know, the using it to help raise funds to expose these nursing homes, because people have a right to know. I actually had, I was on the subway today, and some people were actually thanking me for letting them know what's going on with the service dog schools.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's good.
So that's good. People have a right to know these things, you know. They don't know, they assume. And we're bringing them into the light here. So that's what Inner Sight does.
Yeah.
All right. 750, 850, make that 850,
mm-hmm.
New York, Mad or Glad Monday, and no word on number one, number two, number three?
I'm looking, right now, I'm lucky if we have our show listed.
Sounds like a Charlie Chan movie, number one, son, number two, number three.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
That are done by, they're all shows done by mostly places and not by, you know, people who are, you know, actually disabled people. Some are, but some aren't.
I wouldn't be surprised if our show is not listed. Many people
not anymore, yeah.
Don't want to hear what we have to say.
And I know why. Because we took a stance on the nursing home thing.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I'm going to keep on top of the whole thing. They haven't seen anything yet.
No.
Where did we get started?
Oh, no. Well, FeedSpot. Let me see what FeedSpot says. They're different things. And we are on FeedSpot with Third.
What's FeedSpot? Yeah. What is that?
FeedSpot is a website that ranks, and we're Third on FeedSpot.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have number three?
1,000 followers. People tweeted about 44 times. That means they shared our website. Average length is 61 minutes, which is we go over a little every once in a while. So I guess, you know, that's our average show. And then they have latest episodes. You could, you know, expand that and see our latest episodes. And that's about it.
All right. So we're up there then.
Yeah,
talking
in
about
that particular
it, huh?
one. Yeah. So that's good.
All right. What about that thing, .com magazine or something? Did they? I don't know if they talk about podcasts. Do they have a podcast section?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. You know what? The
I've
thing that I'm noticing, some of these are in the other, you know, how would you say it, podcast listings, but I don't know, understand why we're not. I'm wondering if they have to pay for a spot and then they get rated.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why would you want to pay for a spot? What's the benefit of it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight and Monday Mad or Glad. Got a few minutes if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Tell us what you're mad about, glad about. There are probably a lot of people out there who are irritated over this stupid mask stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to go into the store. And half the time, I forget to put it on.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know,
what
and I got to catch myself,
you?
You know.
Oh, okay.
But nobody
Has
says anything.
Has anybody reminded you? I'm
nope.
sorry.
Nope. Nobody says anything. You know.
That's kind of funny.
Hey, you got any word on Starbucks? on the internet?
Oh, so
the one in my neighborhood
internet?
Closed down.
Really?
Yep.
Now that's bizarre.
Doors locked. It's a little dark in there, I think.
We have
bugs running around and everything.
No, we have the Starbucks that's near me near the train station. My mother-in-law went to get a gift card there, and it was
yours
open.
Yours is open?
Yeah, near me, near the train station.
I wonder why.
There are franchisees. Maybe they're just getting, a new ventilation system there. I don't know. Maybe they had to. Or maybe
I know
somebody
they're closed.
Had it. Yeah, they
the
had to. Maybe they had to walk
closed.
The place. Well, the worst thing is you can't read any of the signs that are there that might have been, you know, because the, you know, maybe somebody had
COVID.
I
don't know.
And they had to wash the whole place.
I had to put my good eye right up against the window, and I could see a couple of words, closed. Temporarily closed. Did I say temporarily?
Yeah, probably had COVID in
the I couldn't read the rest of the small little stuff.
Yeah. They probably had COVID in their midst. Seriously.
Who knows? Well, they had it before.
What's that?
Now, these are the people who all got vaccinated, folks. How
well,
come they're still getting
vaccinated.
The disease, if you call it a disease? I call it a fallacy.
I call it.
All right,
in sight,
did you hear it?
Well, if you're not careful or do the right things, you can get it. But if you're careful, you cannot get it, I think. That's my opinion.
Well, anybody can get a virus. The point is to have your immune system built up. So if you do get it, it's going to be mild, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody told me that the Pope ordained a gay cardinal. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that, no. But I
now, is that a mad or a glad?
I don't know. Maybe it is a glad.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't care because
well,
I think
he was in Boston. I think it was a Boston.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't dabble in that stuff, but I know one thing. They shouldn't be protected by canon law.
If they do bad
that
things,
I don't
know.
Like.
No, if they do bad things, they should not be protected.
Nope.
That's for sure. But if they don't
do bad things. We'll be with you tomorrow night. On the open mic,
wow.
I want to thank all our listeners.
Yes.
112,588.
Thank you.
Give me two more. I want 112,590.
Yep.
Yeah, I just got a 90-second signal. Give me the two of them. All right, tomorrow night, open mic. Yeah, pick your own subject tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Be with you then. I want to thank all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. And we thank the people.
We forgot the Able advertisement. Let me just hop it in, okay?
Oh, Able. Well, we only got 30 seconds.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
That's it.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Inner sight.
Good night.